We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hour number two of our broadcast, we're going to jump in and talk about a very important subject here related to our real privacy. And it seems to have gone largely unnoticed by the mainstream media and even so-called conservative media, which we'll get to in a bit here. We'll take a couple of very quick calls here. Joe and Davidson, good morning.
Vince, you're Senator Vince. I'm proud to talk to you, Senator. Three things, sir. Monday the 9th and the 11th, the report's coming out by the Attorney General Barr. And then the 11th, they're going to show what they're going to do. And then if God put the president in there and they're trying to say, well, you know, he's wrong and this, that, and the other, the truth always comes out. And did you see the text that the president sent this morning before she spoke? It's 10 minutes before she spoke.
Yes,
she
said, I did.
But if you can impeach me, you have your day in trial. He said Pelosi and all these others, Nadler and Schiff, they're going to have their day in court. And it won't be a little hanky-panky thing. It's going to be in front of a federal judge. Ooh. And that's where they broke the law. That's all I have to say.
All right, Joe. Hey, appreciate your call. By the way, the president did have a number of comments this morning. This was before Nancy Pelosi's speech, where she announced that this impeachment process would proceed. The president saying if House Democrats are going to impeach him, they should do it now and fast so he can have a fair trial in the Republican-controlled Senate. In a series of tweets, he said he wanted House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, and the Bidens to testify at a Senate trial. You see, this is what's funny. Once he gets to the Senate, the Republicans are in charge. They can have a tremendous impact on how this thing goes. I mean, just putting Adam Schiff on the stand alone, can you imagine what that will look like? This guy will get absolutely skewered. And he's way in over his head. He really is. You want to talk about looking like you have a deer, like you're a deer in headlights? You know, Mr. Schiff, just wait till you get to the Senate and you're called as a witness about your behavior, your antics. The president goes on, the do-nothing Democrats had a historically bad day yesterday in the House. They have no impeachment case and are demeaning our country, but nothing matters to them. They have gone crazy. Therefore, I say, if you're going to impeach me, do it now, fast, so we can have a fair trial in the Senate, so that our country can get back to business. We will have Schiff, the Bidens, Pelosi, and many more testify, and will reveal for the first time how corrupt our system really is. I was elected to clean the swamp. That's what I'm doing, the president wrote. This was in advance, as I said, of the speech, the announcement from Nancy Pelosi. Oh, what is she saying? There's a quote now from her saying, don't mess with me. Who's she talking to? I think that may have been the end of her conversation with reporters. I'll be very curious to hear what that actual exchange was. Don't mess with me. What are you going to do, hit us with your broom? I don't know. Let's talk about some serious business. Very serious business. Our friend Rob Eno over at The Blaze wrote this piece. Schiff obtained journalist John Solomon's phone records. Nobody in the media seems to care. A dangerous precedent. We've been told over and over by the media, source relationships are the key to journalism. The relationship between source and journalist is sacrosanct. In fact, some journalists, reporters, are willing to go to jail to protect it. Enter the impeachment of President Donald Trump. Those same reporters aren't screaming about Representative Adam Schiff obtaining records of calls between investigative reporter John Solomon and his sources regarding corruption in Ukraine. What are they doing going after a reporter's phone records? I got news for you. This guy belongs in jail. And I do not have any hesitation about saying that. This guy belongs in jail. And if this were another era altogether, and please do not hear what I'm not saying here, but if this were another generation, this guy would be tarred and feathered right now. This is inexcusable. CNN reported the phone records, which are labeled in the report's end notes as coming from AT&T, show a web of communications between Solomon, Trump personal attorney Rudy Giuliani, Ukrainian-American businessman Lev Parnas, Nunes, as in Devin Nunes, and the White House Budget Office. What are they doing with these phone records? Not only did Schiff obtain a journalist's call records, he obtained the call records of the ranking member of his own committee, Representative Devin Nunes, which is particularly rich coming from Schiff, who is alleged to be a serial leaker. Instead of expressing dismay that a journalist's call logs were obtained by a congressional investigator, media types are piling on Solomon. These hypocrites. Calling into question his reporting, which was extensively sourced with primary documents from Ukraine and other sources. On November 18th, Politico media reporter Michael Calderon wrote about how The Hill, which published Solomon's reporting on Ukraine, has open investigation into that reporting and vows to correct it if necessary. CNN media critic slash cheerleader Brian Stelter tweeted Monday, The Hill's editor emphasizes that Solomon's work is being examined. He also retweeted a tweet from Politico reporter Kyle Cheney regarding the phone call records obtained. So Stelter knew about the phone records as the primary means of bringing Solomon's name into the record. Solomon's crime to the media and leftist elites, he dared to investigate fully a counter-narrative that seems to be true. That is not allowed in Washington, where the elite narrative is the only one that matters. Furthermore, Schiff has crossed the Rubicon with this line of inquiry. He set a precedent. Don't be surprised if Senate Judiciary Chairman Lindsey Graham obtains call records of Schiff and other media sources. Don't be surprised when people like Brian Stelter start carping about there being an abuse of power in that situation. And you know they will squeal about that. You know that. Senator Rand Paul commenting on this, by releasing the phone records of GOP members, Donald Trump lawyers and journalists he doesn't like, Adam Schiff, is doing exactly what he's accusing the president of, using his power against his opponents for political purposes. They're hypocrites. It's that simple. Hypocrites. Now, I don't know anything about the statutes on this, but I wonder what the constitutional basis is of getting these records. What is it?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And let me add to this. This isn't just about these politicians and the journalists. This is also about AT&T. They have some splaining to do as well. On what basis do they provide this information? Now, this is another discussion because one view is these records really belong to them. It's their property. Boy, isn't this scary. Hope to see you at the bike drive. Back on the broadcast, and during the break, we were able to figure out what this little scuffle was about. There was a stripe running across the screen on one of the cable networks, quoting Nancy Pelosi as saying, "Don't mess with me." Well, interestingly enough, we have tracked down this particular exchange, and you'll hear the voice, listen very carefully at the beginning, the voice of a reporter asking her, I think, a very appropriate question. Here goes.
Thank you. Do you hate the president, Madam Speaker?
I don't hate anybody.
In the world.
So don't accuse me.
I did not accuse you.
You did. You did.
I asked a question.
You did. And
Representative Collins yesterday suggested that the Democrats are doing this simply because they don't like the guy.
That has nothing to do with it. Let me just say this.
I think it's an important
point. I think the president is a coward when it comes to helping our kids who are afraid of gun violence. I think he is cruel when he doesn't deal with helping our dreamers, of which we're very proud. I think he's in denial about the climate crisis. However, that's about the election. This is about the election. Take it up in the election. This is about the Constitution of the United States and the facts that lead to the president's violation of his oath of office. And as a Catholic, I resent your using the word hate in a sentence that addresses me. I don't hate anyone. I was raised in a way that is full, a heart full of love, and always prayed for the president. And I still pray for the president. I pray for the president all the time.
To which God?
So don't mess with me when it comes to words like that.
Wow. Wow. No, seriously. I mean, the woman prays. Isn't that wonderful? I mean, gosh, the level of deception here is horrible. It really is. You know the worst form of deception? It's self-deception. This woman really believes that she's a good Catholic. I mean, seriously. She's a good Catholic. Oh, my goodness. Texter says, Vince, Nasty Nancy said she doesn't hate anybody except unborn babies. She really hates those. Jim out of Easley. You're right about that. See, this is not about words. See, this is what liberals think. All you have to do is virtue signal to be virtuous. Let me repeat that again. With liberals, all you have to do is virtue signal to be virtuous. You can be a louse. You can be a contemptible human being, but as long as you virtue symbol the right things, the right causes, at the right time, then you are a virtuous person. I mean, come on. This woman is about as genuine, faithful a Catholic. Well, let's see. As my Siberian Husky is a cat. I mean, come on. I mean, what a fraud. And you want to talk about frauds. Where is the Catholic Church to denounce frauds like this woman? There ought to be a place where the Catholic leadership comes out and says, these politicians who espouse the right to kill babies really should not be publicly declaring any affiliation with their church. I'm serious. That's where I would be if I were leading a church and there were church members, high-profile people advocating abortion. Really? I don't know this person. This person may attend. They may sit on a pew where I am. But this person has no evidence. I don't know anything about this person. I really don't. I'm not going to affirm. I don't hate anybody. My goodness. That's what this whole thing is. That's the entirety of it. It's personal. I pray for him every day. Yeah, that's nice. That's wonderful. Do me a favor, Nancy. Don't pray for me. Just don't. I don't need prayers to Satan. Because that's your God. It is the God of this world. I know that's pretty strong for some of you. But by their fruits, you shall freaking know them. I mean, let's be honest here, people. Do you see any evidence of godliness out of any of these people? And I'm not just picking on Nancy Pelosi. The whole lot of them. And now she's going to, you know, you can't ask me a question like, here's how you answer that question. Do you hate the president? No, sir. I don't hate the president. That's it. That's all you have to say. Don't try to see. It's always funny when people explain things, because a good part of the time, there's that scripture. I think it may be in Proverbs. In the multitude of words, sin is not lacking. It's when you run off your mouth that you reveal what's really in there. You know what I'm saying? And if you have to explain, most of the time you have to explain because you're disingenuous. Because people know that you're a lying political tool. They know that. At least most people do. All right, Sean, good morning.
Vince, all the things you said is just like for that president. Everything you said about Nancy Pelosi, we don't even know his religion. Do we know the president's religion? No, we never seen him go to church. He got some fraud people that comes up there. You even said one of the ladies that helps preach over him is a fraud.
Yes,
so he got fraud
she's horrible.
Coming up there. Yeah, she's awful, but you can't say anything about this. But with Nancy Pelosi, you rant and rant about
what?
Her.
Wait a second, Sean. You've heard me talk.
The White House.
Hey, excuse me, Sean.
Go ahead.
You've heard me talk about these people.
Yeah.
In all fairness.
You don't say the president. You just say these people.
Sean. You are drinking.
Honest,
what kind of Kool-Aid are you drinking?
I'm not drinking nobody's Kool-Aid. I like to be truthful about it. You written and ran about Nancy Pelosi, about her religion. She's the devil. But we got the biggest devil up in the White House. And you don't say nothing. You say a broad overall picture. You can laugh about it, Vince, but I'm serious. And for you to be a Christian, as you say you so-called a Christian, I don't question nobody's religion because that's between you and your God. But you to sit up there and question this lady's religion, you ought to be phony for that. I know you got a show and you got a particular to one particular people on this show, but come on, Vince, be real about it. Oh, I don't know which way he's saying.
Seriously, wait a second. Nobody ever said that.
Said what?
So, okay, let me just ask you a question.
Yes.
Because this probably predates this program on this particular station. Do you know what I've had to say about the president and his whatever religion? Have you ever heard my comments on that subject?
Your comments be very light and slow.
Oh, my goodness. Sean, I think I'm seriously concerned that you're doing drugs now. Let me repeat what I've said about the president. I have been very emphatic. This goes way back to the campaign when the president at that time, just candidate Donald Trump, made the comment that he did not see the need to be forgiven. And I said, this is a guy who doesn't really even understand Christianity. Not in the least bit. I was very clear about that, Sean. So just know, and I think everybody else knows, that I'm straight across the board here. I don't have favorites. I don't.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You know what? I think we ought to make that our official Nancy Pelosi theme music. What do you think?
Yeah, I love it.
Save that one. Keep that one in the can so we can come to it if necessary. I may just have a fool's hope, but this rush to impeach makes me think Democrats know something bad is heading their way. They're only trying to get ahead of it. That could be right. Itemize the list of those woes alongside the Ten Commandments, and the cause and effect becomes very clear. That's Ted out of Pelzer. Sean is a useful idiot who's been deceived, but is too steeped in his pride to recognize it. Sin is the very core of all of our nation's woes. Yeah. Someone else suggesting Sean is apparently off his meds again. Why is Sean so upset? This texter would like to know. The devil in the White House is about to be impeached. One would think he would be elated. Progressives are never happy. Sean is the lowest information caller of all time. Poor Sean. And we have this. Vince, it's obvious Sean has run out of his Trump butthurt cream. Wow. John is about to lose it over there. Yes, and someone else quoting the line that's in one of our opens. The trouble with our liberal friends, not that they're ignorant, just they know so much that isn't so. Yeah. Vince, I have a very hard time with the likes of Catholics like Nancy, but let's be careful judging. I'm not saying I disagree, but Joe Biden was refused communion in Florence by a priest just last month. The Catholic Church should lead by example. But taking political sides, no. I'm not talking about politics. This is where I think the church, the genuine church, has to be transcendent. Do you understand what I mean by that? We're not getting into the muck and mire of politics. We are taking a stand where necessary for what's right. And it's not about politics. To me, abortion's not a political issue. It's turned into one. But for me, it's about protecting lives, saving lives. That's not politics. And there's a big difference. Some of these other texts, I think I'll skip for now. Let us go. Let's see. Let's try Jeff out of Concord next. Good morning, Jeff.
Morning. How you doing?
All right, sir.
Hey, I used to be a Catholic. I was even an altar boy, as a matter of fact. And most Catholics in my neighborhood, Italian-Irish neighborhood, they went to church if they had to, or twice a year would someone get married or a funeral. However, actual Catholics still do believe in, like you're saying, about the abortion. And her persona, her party, the people she's associated with are for abortion. And she's even come out for it and speaking regarding it. And so when you make a general relation to her saying her Catholicism disagrees with the president, that's wrong. She's wrong about what she's saying. So the last caller you had on, does not know about Catholicism. I am now a Baptist since I've been living in the South for over 20 years, but I do understand still whenever I go to a Catholic church, I genuflect, I give the sign of cross, I do all the traditional aspects of it because I respect the religion, but the church in general behind it is against things such as abortion and everything else that seems to kind of a domino effect in relation to that. Does that kind of make sense?
Yes, I understand what you're saying there, Jeff. Very much appreciate your call. Let's go next. Let's try Hank in Charlotte. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Vince. Vince, I wanted to just sort of discuss your previous caller, Sean, who he brought up an interesting point, and that's what prompted me to call. The expectation from us that our political leaders are going to be theologians, I think it's something we should all just forget about. It's not going to happen. The people that are out there today that are in political elected roles, they are they're worshiping at the altar of their political party. You said they're worshiping at the altar of Satan. I don't disagree with that. But if God lifts up leaders, which Scripture tells us that he does, anyone who has a deep knowledge of end-time events and they're in a political position, they're probably going to try to do things to delay the inevitable. So having people in there with no knowledge of Scripture and things that are leading up to end times, it only makes sense that those people are not going to have in-depth knowledge of Scripture, specifically as it relates to end time events. And we need to understand that President Trump was lifted up by God, but he's not a theologian, nor is Nancy Pelosi. And that's by design. It's part of God's design to usher in the end time events. We're not going to have people in positions leading this country. At least I'm not on the Christian side. Now, on the Islamic side, I think they do understand end-time events, and they're trying to usher it in as well. But I think it's important for us to keep that in mind. These folks are not theologians.
Yeah. Let me just quickly say something here, because, Hank, I'm concerned you've kind of swerved into the false binary choice thing, because you don't have to be a theologian to know very basic things. I don't have to be a theologian to understand that killing a baby is murder. That's not deep theology. That's just common sense as a human being. And as a baby Christian, if somebody were just fresh out of the womb, so to speak, and for them not to grasp that and understand that, that's not complicated, Hank. I just want to clarify that. That is not complicated at all. It's very basic. And the idea that it's not a value that's embraced by someone who's in public office, then that's a concern. If you're on the line, you can hold on. We'll try to get to your call, even though we will be leaving one of our stations. Do not go. Stay put on the Vince Coakley radio program. Back on the final stretch of the Vince Coakley radio program on this Thursday, and some patient callers waiting on the line. Let's go first to Will in Charlotte. Good morning.
Hey, Vince. I appreciate you having me on. My name is Will. I'm a student at UNCC.
Awesome.
I wanted to ask you, what's the next steps after Nancy pushes through this articles of impeachment? What's going to happen?
What is the next step? Well, then they will have their hearings and ultimately a vote, and then this thing goes over to the Senate, presumably. That is, if they positively vote for impeachment, then the Senate side's going to be very interesting, because it'll be a totally different ballgame, because Republicans are in charge of the Senate. So the whole process would change significantly. Now, what happens is the House would carry out the process in cooperation with the Senate. So who knows where this goes, Will? I mean, obviously, the bottom line is they don't have the votes to remove the president, so that's very unlikely to happen. But they will, I'm sure, put on quite a show.
Vince, I appreciate it very much, and I've been listening to your show for a long time. It's awesome to talk to you.
Hey, Sam, you're hold on the line, because I'd like to get some information from you there, Will. And let's go out to let's wait a second here. It does help if I hit the right line here. Let's go to Josiah in Monroe. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Vince. I just wanted to say that, abortion is murder because you're killing someone who would otherwise be born for personal gain. And, you know, when you kill a serial killer, when you give the death penalty, you're killing that person to protect society from him killing someone else in society.
Yes.
So, I mean, in essence, I
And that person has been given due process. There's a big difference. There's no due process for an unborn baby. There isn't any at all.
That was all. Thanks, man.
Well, great point. Thanks very much for your call there. Let's skip to Jane. Good morning, Jane.
Yes. I would like to talk about Nancy Pelosi, the worst Catholic in a long time, and about how she is a total hypocrite. She lambasted Trump for something that he really didn't do, which was diminishing the humanity of a minority. Now, she says doesn't he understand the spark of divinity? Then she says, and yeah, we can suck those babies down a sink.
Yep, kind of inconsistent, isn't it?
Yeah, so let's get real, Nance. And by doing this, by fostering that, allowing and by lying, which she does all the time, then she's got two of the Big Ten, and she ought to spend a lot of her time in the confessional.
Good for you. Great call there, Jane. That would be a good place to start. Let's quickly take a look at the day in history as our time is zipping away from us. Five questions, and our good friend Lonzo on the line, eager to answer them. Good morning, sir. How are you?
That's me. I'm eager.
Yes. This particular college organized Phi Beta Kappa, the country's very first scholastic fraternity. It's a college with a name bearing the name of two people. How is that for a hint? What is this college where Phi Beta Kappa started? Two names. First names. The College of?
John Hopkins.
Not quite. I'll bet Johnny's going to get
William
this.
William and Mary?
Yes, it's William and Mary, the College of William and Mary, way back to 1776. 1848, President Polk confirmed this was discovered in California, triggering a rush.
Gold.
Gold in their heels. 1933, ratification of the 21st Amendment. 13 years after it was imposed, some might say, I'll drink to that. What did it end?
It ended that thing where you can't drink.
Yes.
Is the name?
Prohibition.
Prohibition. Jeez.
We'll give that one to you. 1955, this famous civil rights leader began a bus boycott in Montgomery, Alabama.
Martin Luther King Jr.
You are correct. 1955. And this country that we invaded got its first popularly elected president. His name was Hamid Karzai. Do you know the country?
Hamid Iraq.
Oh, no. I was afraid you were going to say that. You want to try one more time? There's only a couple of countries we invaded.
I know the answer to this, but for some reason, it's just not.
I know. It slipped you. How about the Taliban? Kabul is the capital.
I know it. You know
caves.
What? I'm gonna phone a friend and ask John.
Rambo was there. Rambo was there one time. Rambo.
Was he
really?
Just
answer the question. It's okay. Not.
Was he really there? Rambo was there?
Yeah. One of the movies.
Okay. What's the country?
It was Rambo.
Was Afghanistan?
Yes, yeah, you're right. It is.
Yeah, it was Rambo 3.
Yeah,
where he was there.
I had no idea. I didn't know anybody paid any attention to.
So you didn't
Afghanistan
watch Rambo 3? That's un-American. Oh.
You know, I'm not sure if I've watched the entirety of any of these movies because I think I've seen parts, bits and pieces. It's one of those things like when you turn on those movie channels where you catch them like right in the middle.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I didn't, you know, I didn't rent them. I didn't go to the movie theater to see them. I wasn't necessarily against them. I just, you know, didn't really do anything for me, but. I know. It's un-American of me, isn't it? So I confess my sin. So hopefully I can be forgiven. We're out of time for today. Hope you have yourselves a great day, and God bless you. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.